The state's cigarette tax went up a dollar a pack this year, and UW-Madison anti-smoking researcher Michael Fiore says the increase is one reason more people called a toll-free tobacco quit line. Fiore says that the state is looking for more revenue to keep the quit line operating and wants to discourage more people from smoking. Another cigarette tax hike may be the way to go.
An increase in the cigarette excise tax, I'm sure, is one of many things that will be considered, but what we do know is this. It will help people to quit, and it will particularly help them to quit if we ensure that any increase is paired with the kind of services we provide through the Wisconsin Tobacco Quit Line.
Speaking at a news conference on the Quit Line yesterday, State Health Services Secretary Karen Timberlake didn't comment specifically on raising the cigarette tax, but she did try to revive a measure to ban indoor smoking in Wisconsin.
There's another very cost-effective step that we could take to improve our overall health status, reduce the rates of smoking, and that is to pass a comprehensive clean indoor air bill in the state.
The State Tavern League is likely to oppose a statewide indoor smoking ban, and any plan for another cigarette tax hike would draw opposition too. But the state's looking for more cash, and there are still an estimated 800,000 smokers in Wisconsin who would have to pay up unless they kick the habit. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.